So, good morning. Great to see all of you here. And, I'm supposed to have a disclosure in here. Well, first, co-authors, Dushanka is somewhere in the back, I believe. I saw her. Raise your hand, please. Yes, there she is. The disclosure didn't get in here somehow, but I have no conflicts of interest. But background to this is that, for the most part, that Tutsi K can be prevented. We know that it is causes, needs us suffering, et cetera, and we know that parents' oral health knowledge and understanding and practices influence a child's behavior. And low oral health literacy can negatively affect the oral health of adults and their children. And many caretakers, parents, and grandparents, extended family, do not necessarily know what actions to take to prevent tooth decay and what procedures actually prevent it. So the background to this is, and you've heard pieces of this before, is that we actually did a systematic statewide needs assessment in Maryland to determine the health literacy of the state. And one of the things that we did was to survey four groups of healthcare providers. We surveyed through phone survey of Maryland adults who had children 66 years of age and younger. And we found from that respondents were not very knowledgeable. There's a seat right up here if you want to come and sit in the front. So the objective of this particular part of the study and the statewide needs assessment was to get more in-depth kinds of information that we cannot get through surveys, to dig a little bit deeper to find out what they know and practice related to caries prevention. So we used a semi-structured focus group guide was developed by the PI and a facilitator. I always use a focus group facilitator rather than do it myself because I like to watch what's going on. You gain a lot that way. And we use the findings from the previous phone survey and knowledge and experience with working low-income. The guide was modified slightly after the first focus group. And the focus group's participants included the history of dental care, understanding of caries prevention, experiences in taking their children to a dentist when they could find a dentist, and whether anyone had explained to them how to prevent tooth decay. So we conducted, six focus groups, but only four were in English, and that's what we're reporting on here. We conducted them in family centers and elementary schools, and that they were conducted in and around Baltimore and Seat Pleasant, which is in Prince George's County, Chestertown, which is rural, and Hagerstown, also rural. We used focus groups in the same facilities that have recruited the participants for us, and we used a facilitator that I explained to you. We had informed consent, of course, obviously went through IRB for this. The focus groups took about approximately 90 minutes for each group, and we compensated the groups both with $25 cash as well as, because we always decompress after the session because we learn so many incorrect things at the end of the 90 minutes and focus groups that then we always educate them about what is wrong because we don't want them to go home with all of these misconceptions if we can change it. So we also give them toothbrushes, toothpaste for themselves and as many children as are in the family. This is just more of the message. I want to get to the results. So there were 8 pregnant women expecting their first child, 22 mothers, 2 fathers, 1 grandfather. The grandfather was taking care of all of the kids in this extended family. They were, most of them were Medicaid recipients or uninsured. They were mainly African American, and there was only one Hispanic, but English speaking. So the themes really that came out, three emerged. One, that participants' experiences going to the dentist were not necessarily positive. Insufficient understanding of what causes tooth decay and awareness. Lack of awareness of the importance of fluoride and sources of fluoride. So these are some of the things that we found that many reported not having regular professional dental care. This is not new to any of us in this room. And they also named numerous barriers and were unaware of how important routine preventive care is and that it could prevent tooth decay. Many were missing teeth, even among those that we did not actually get demographics, except whether their mother, grandfather, etc., but didn't know ages. But some of the people who were there who were missing many teeth, but they appeared to be way less than 40 years of age, just by guessing. And by guessing also because frequently they would mention that they would have an extracted tooth because they couldn't afford to have it filled. I have to say also that Medicaid in Maryland does not take care of adults, only children. Medicaid adult only goes for pregnant women while they're pregnant. Immediately after delivery, she no longer is eligible for that. So these are just a couple of quotes of their visits. Many of them were very frightened of going to the dentist. That was part of the reason why they didn't go, even when they were pregnant, because of their early childhood experiences, which were really very sad. And adult experiences very similar, that the only way they'll go is if I have excruciating pain and I can't deal with it anymore and I go have the tooth pulled. This is really sort of a running philosophy among these groups. Experiences, again, of going to dentists is that they have no insurance, and the last time they went was several years ago, and some of them hadn't gone since they were a child. It's interesting to remember that oral health just is not a priority among this group. They don't have the time, it's a luxury to be able to do that. They have transportation barriers. And I really have always realized, or I thought what I knew was that they don't really value or care about oral health. But now, having done even more studies with beyond these, with Gravid women and women with very young children, that it's more than just oral health. It's that health does not get to the priority. It just doesn't raise up there. They have so many issues. Where are they going to sleep at night? How are they going to feed their kids? And these kinds of things. Or go get their spouse out of jail or their significant other. Competing priorities are, as we all know, are off the chart. And they simply have major problems as far as transportation is concerned. This is even in communities, like Baltimore, where there is public transportation, but they may not have the money to be able to get there. So, and they clearly have almost no understanding of how to prevent tooth decay or the role that they might have. And some of them didn't even think about, whether it's something to even be concerned about, because they're so accustomed to that, yes, this is something that we just all contend with. Many of them were knowledgeable about the role of sugars and juice. Most of this was through WIC and had been advised incorrectly, in my view, that if they just water it down, it's okay. Sugar is sugar, even if it's watered down. And few talked about having been given any instructions about how to brush their children's teeth. We've had some tell us that when we really do one-on-one kinds of work with them, if this is so important, why hasn't anybody ever told me this before? And we hear this time and time again. And, you know, it's not all dentistry's fault, but I think a large part of it is for that we don't probably take enough time to really ensure that they know how to do this. But it's more expedient if they do happen to come in or they bring their child in, give them a toothbrush, you know, and a sticker, and they're on their way, rather than ensuring that they can demonstrate to us that, in fact, that they have, they do know how to brush their child's teeth or to clean their infant's mouth. So, additional kinds of things is that that they are more likely to report that the recommendation that infants should be seen by age one. Only one of them reported this. Personally, you know, I wonder if that's really a good recommendation to begin with, because I think they might be better off seeing a pediatrician. Like 48 other states, we know that pediatricians can apply fluoride varnish and bill for it, and we definitely would be able to do that in the state of Maryland. They have such a problem getting to any health-related appointment, so why not hook it with the well baby visits and do it all together? It makes much more sense, and get them to a dentist at a more reasonable age. I know that's sort of fighting uphill, but if you think about it, I want you to go look and tell me what data there is to recommend that a child should be seen by a dentist at 12 months of age. I think you'll find zero. Additional kinds of things that you can read here for yourself, but a lot of misperceptions of what caused things, it just is almost mind-boggling to think about this. Others, I don't really know about tooth decay. I never even thought about it, because it is so ingrained that it's just a part of life, that this is what they have to endure. It's such a wide open area that we have to be able to educate and increase the oral health literacy. Sources of fluoride was really a minus zero. Talk about needing to use the F word. We really have to do it with these groups and among ourselves, because almost no one knew anything about white spots, what to do if you find them. They were confused about fluoride information. Awareness or experience of fluoride treatments, you know, was minimal, and most did not consider when they buy fluoride or when they buy toothpaste that they should make sure that it has fluoride in it. By the way, which reminds me, if you haven't seen it already, there was an excellent editorial. In the Boston Sun, and it was by a mother who wrote a letter to the editor. Has anybody seen it? And what it's about is that she was saying that, you know, she paid the price for buying toothpaste that had no fluoride in it. And after her child's teeth literally melted into the gums, she figured this out. And her recommendation was that there should be, and I love this, you know, I wish I'd thought of it first, but her idea is to put a warning label on toothpaste that has no fluoride in it. Warning, this toothpaste has no fluoride in it, and your child will get tooth decay. I would also say that that same warning should be on these bottles, because in our groups, that the majority of them are not drinking the tap water. Remember, in Maryland, we're 98% optimally fluoridated, but they buy bottled water for a variety of reasons. Some of it is because they think it doesn't taste good. Some of them just want to be like everybody else. Everybody else, like here, is drinking bottled water. Why shouldn't they? So in summary, beyond the basics of brushing and flossing, they can repeat this ad nauseum. A few knew about cleaning babies' gums, the importance of fluoride, the meaning of white spots, and that they can reverse those as long as they're not cavitated, the link between bacteria and being transmitted from caregiver to their infant, and again, I don't really believe in the last one, but also I'll skip that one. But that there's conflicting information, terrible conflicting information with regard to about what parents need to do about preventing this nearly ubiquitous disease. So parents have not been exposed as much accurate information about children's oral health and about seeing dental treatment. And oral health status of Maryland adults suggests that they have not acquired the knowledge and skills to promote oral health for their own health as well as for their children. And although experts recommend that pregnant women have oral health care during pregnancy, very, very few actually do this. And yet, this is a terrific chance at taking care of that woman's mouth, getting it cleaned up. But we have this very short window, and they have problems finding a dentist who will see them. We have problems in Maryland of getting the OBs to sign a letter saying it's okay for this woman to have dental treatment. And so we just have a lot of work to do here, but I believe that we can do it. So this really illustrates the needs, and we know that with these findings, between the surveys of the healthcare providers, all provider groups that we did, and with the adults that we work with through focus groups and surveys, that we know we have major development and educational problems to do. And Maryland has done a great deal in terms of working all together through Maryland Dental Action Coalition that have developed a whole excellent program to preventing this disease and to raise awareness among Graubard women about the need for doing this. But it never stops. It's got to be a continuum where we continue to do this, because we routinely are going to have more immigrants, more new parents that don't know these things that we really have a challenge to work with. And that. Thank you very much.